Friends,
早上好，弟兄姐妹们，朋友们。
May the grace of God the Father and of Jesus the Christ be with you.
愿天父和耶稣基督的恩惠与大家同在。
And let us grow in our worship and reverence for God as we walk humbly with Him.
当我们与神同行的时候，愿我们对神的敬拜和尊崇也一同增长。
So I'm going to trouble you again and ask you if you are able to please stand with me.
如果大家的身体状况允许，请大家站起来。
And as you stand, please listen to the proclamation of John 19, verses 28 to 30.
我们来一起来听约翰福音19章30节。
First in English and then in Chinese.
先用英文读，再用中文。
Later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that Scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, I am thirsty. A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on the stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received a drink, Jesus said, It is finished. With that, he bowed his head, and gave up his spirit.
这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验，就说：“我渴了。”有一个器皿盛满了醋，放在那里，他们就拿海蓉蘸满了醋，绑在牛膝草上，送到他口。耶稣受了那醋，就说：“成了。”便低下头，将灵魂交付神。
Now let us together read verse 30 again.
让我们现在一起来读第三十节。
When he had received the drink, Jesus said, It is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Thanks be to God, our Lord has spoken through his servant John.
感谢神，我们的耶稣基督借着他的仆人约翰的口向我们说话。
May we receive the words in trust and obedience.
愿我们靠着信靠，借着信靠顺服来接受这样的话语。
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父，
As we receive your word this morning,
当我们今天早上领受你的话语时，
May we be empowered by your Spirit to know our Lord Jesus.
愿圣灵给我们力量来更深地认识神。
Not only to speak as our Lord Jesus spoke,
不仅仅是说耶稣所说的话，
or to live and do as our Lord Jesus lived and did,
或是生活行事像我们的主耶稣那样，
but by faith,
更多的是靠着信心，
to rest and be rested in the redemption that Jesus paid on our behalf.
靠着耶稣在替我们所负担的所付出的那个赎价中，我们得到安息。
And by your Spirit,
靠着你的圣灵，
mature us to love Jesus all the more.
让我们更加成熟，更加爱主。
For Jesus loved us and gave Himself up for us.
因为耶稣爱我们，并且为了我们舍了命。
So it is then.
所以
In the fullness of truth and grace of Jesus' name, we ask and believe.
我们靠着耶稣基督的全备的真理和爱，我们来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
John 19:30 tells us this.
约翰福音十九章三十节告诉我们这样的信息。
That on the cross,
在十字架上，
the crucified Christ completed God's plan and work of salvation for sinners.
被钉的基督完成了上帝为罪人所立的拯救计划和作为。
That on the cross,
在十字架上，
the crucified Christ completed God's plan and work for salvation for sinners.
被钉的基督完成了上帝为罪人所立的拯救计划和作为。
Because Jesus said, it is finished.
因为耶稣说成了。
We can know God.
因此我们可以认识神。
And in knowing God,
因为我们认识神，
we enter into his everlasting rest and joy.
我们进入他所永存的那种安息和喜乐中。
So we're going to do a little exercise.
现在呢，我们要做一个练习。
When I raise my hands up,
当我举起手来的时候，
like this,
就像这个样子。
Together we say, are we there yet?
我们来一起说，到了吗？
Okay? All right. We could just say it in, oh, well, in both, either language that you're comfortable with.
就是你更舒服说中文就说中文，如果更喜欢说英文就说英文。
So we might just hear, but that's fine.
听起来很嘈杂，但是没有关系。
Okay, here goes.
好，现在。
Not yet.
还没有。
Yes. So the number of people who actually said, "Are we there yet?" started to reduce, it seems.
听起来好像说这个话的人越来越少哎。
Or maybe we got tired.
也许是大家累了。
But did you have a sense of relief when you heard the word yes?
但是当我们听到说到了的时候，是不是有一种很放松的感觉？
And the process, did you think, my oh my, how many more are we going to say?
你们可能会想，哎呀，我们要说多少遍呀？
Did gladness well up from within you when you heard yes?
当你听到我说好了，这个时候是不是那种轻松感，那种喜乐就从心中涌出来？
In the hands of sinful men,
在这个罪人的手里，
Are we that yet is used as a way to annoy?
就是我们到了没有，其实好像是一种很激怒别人的一种问题。
I remember this tip on how a child can thoroughly annoy the parents.
我看过一个录像，就是一个孩子可以让他的父母非常的烦躁。
And that is to ask, are we there yet the whole way through the journey?
就是这个孩子从头到尾一直在问父母，到了没有，到了没有。
And then upon arrival, ask, can we go home now?
等到到了目的地的时候，他的问题是，我们可以回家了吗？
And the one who gave this tip,
说这个话的人
none other than Bart Simpson,
是一个动画片的人物，就那个辛普森。
So not the best teacher to learn life from.
这个不是一个学习人生功课的一个好榜样。
But in the hands of our holy God,
但是在我们的圣洁的神的手里
are we there yet? Is his way of wisely showing us him?
我们到了没有是神的一个非常有智慧的方式来向让我们认识他
Showing us that he is sovereign
以此来显明了他是有主权的
That he is faithful
他是信实的
That he is compassionate and slow to anger
他是有怜悯的他是不急于发怒的
And at the same time
同时
Are we there yet? Is his way of wisely building up our faith
我们到了没有也是他来建造我们的一种方式
Our character,
我们的品格
and our worship of Him who is sovereign, faithful, compassionate, and long-suffering.
也是我们敬拜这个有主权的、怜悯的、不轻易发怒的神的方式。
So each time we ask God, "Are we there yet?" That is an opportunity for us to grow in faith, character, and our worship of God.
所以，当我们每一次问神说我们到了没有，这也是一个我们来在信心。品格还有在敬拜神这方面来增长的一个机会
And each and every time we ask God, are we there yet?
每一次我们问神我们到了吗
It's as if we are also asking him, show us that you are sovereign, you are faithful, you are compassionate, you are patient.
好像也是在请神来向我们显示他是那个有主权的他是公义的他是有怜悯的他是有耐心的
Ever since God announced to the serpent in the presence of Adam and Eve that an offspring of the woman will crush his head,
起初在亚当和夏娃的面前，神对蛇说，就是女人的后裔要伤你的头。
Are we there yet? Became the central question for people who are concerned for God.
所有那些追寻神的人，他一直有这样的一个疑问。
Has the offspring of the woman arrived to crush the head of the serpent?
女人的后裔是否已经来了来伤这个蛇的头
When Abraham had Isaac,
当亚伯拉罕生了以撒
God fulfilled his promise to give him an offspring.
神承诺了实现了他的诺言就是让给他一个后裔
With whom the offspring will come.
通过这个后裔，他的所有的后代会出来。
But no, we are not there yet.
但是呢，我们还没有到。
Generations later,
若干代之后，
God promised David, a descendant of Abraham, that there will come an offspring who will take his throne.
神许诺大卫说，大卫也是亚伯拉罕的后裔，就说他有一位子孙将要坐在他的宝座上。
This offspring will be enthroned as king forever.
这个子孙将会永远做王。
But no, we are not there yet.
但是我们还是没有到。
Generations pass.
又过了很多很多代。
And the prophet Isaiah prophesied that there will come an offspring of the woman who is a savior.
先知以赛亚预言说，将要有一个女人的后裔，她来做王。
Specifically, he says this offspring is going to reign on David's throne and over his kingdom.Establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from the time on and forever.
他也特别的预言到，就说，女人的后裔将在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，并且以公平公义使国坚定稳固。
And yet, we're not there yet.
可是还是我们还没有到。
But God's sovereignty, faithfulness, compassion, and patience continue to carry His salvation plan forward.
但是神的主权、神的怜悯、神的公义，他一直会把他的计划不断的往前推行。
And God's people cry out, "How long, Lord?"
神的子民们呼喊说，还要等多久啊，神
？This is recorded in the Psalms.
这个是在诗篇中所记载的。
And even today, when we sing of the song, "O come, O come, Emmanuel."
即使是今天，当我们唱那个就是来吧，来吧，以马内利。
It speaks of the heart that cries out for God to say, "Come, ransom captive Israel."
其实这就是我们心的一个呼喊，就是恳求神尽快的再来。
Then came the voice from the cross.
然后从十字架上传来了这样的声音。
Finished.
成了。
Finished.
成了。
More than 2,000 years ago on the cross, we hear Jesus says, "Completed."
大约2000多年前，耶稣在十字架上说，结束了，成了。
Yes, brothers, sisters, and friends.
但是弟兄姊妹们，朋友们。
Centuries upon centuries of "Are we there yet?" later, we have arrived.
经过几千年的，我们一代又一代的人问，到了没有？到了没有？终于我们到了这个点，说成了。
By God's sovereign, faithful, compassionate, and patient guidance, we have arrived.
借着神的有主权的怜悯的信实的有怜悯的这样的带领，我们终于到了。
Are we there yet?
我们到了吗？
And the answer is?
答案是
More sure.
更加肯定一点，是的。
Yes.
是的。
And so he and we have arrived.
他到了，我们也到了。
Together.
我们一起到了。
For he is Emmanuel, God with us.
因为他是以马内利，神与我们同在。
Apostle John writes that Jesus remains fully focused on his mission to save sinful souls and to glorify God.
使徒约翰说，写道，就是尽管他经历着这样大的痛苦，但是耶稣一直是集中注意力在他的使命身上。
And Apostle John also writes.That Jesus remains well aware that his mission to save sinful souls and to glorify God has arrived.
而且壮也描述到，耶稣非常清楚，他来拯救有罪的人，以及来荣耀神的这个使命，也到了一个终点。
And so it has come to both its completion as well as its end.
所以就是说，他来到这样的一个点，既是他的事工的结束，同时也是所有这个计划完满完成的这么一个点。
And so we find that Jesus is fully focused on his mission to save sinful souls and to glorify God.
所以我们看到耶稣是完完全全的集中在他的使命上，来拯救罪恶的人，来荣耀神。
Even though he was deep in his physical and spiritual pain,
即使当时他是在经历着肉体上的以及灵里边的极大的痛苦。
Looking from the four Gospels,
我们来看四本福音书。
We know that before Jesus had said, "I'm thirsty," he screamed out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
我们知道耶稣在发出"我渴了"的这个声音之前，他已经呼喊说， 我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
In fact, right now, because I have strength, I'm standing up, not crucified to the cross, I can say it with a lot of oomph. Oomph, 力道。
哦，就是耶稣说这个话是有很大的力。
哦，
力道。
But, because I'm standing here.
因为我是站在这里。
I'm not crucified.
我并没有被钉十字架。
I'm not bleeding.
我也没有在流血。
I don't have the sun beating on my head.
我也没有太阳光这样直射着我。
So earlier when I said, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
所以当我刚才说我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
It's easy to say it.
这个话说起来好像很轻松。
But we are told that Jesus screams out from the cross.
但是我们读到耶稣是在十字架上大声喊出来。
We have to remember that he could hardly breathe when he's pinned on the cross.
当我们知道他被钉在十字架上的时候，他是几乎无法呼吸的。
And this is the first time that is recorded that through all his suffering, Jesus screamed.
这也是关于他在经历了这么多的痛苦之后，他第一次这样的大声呼喊出来。
Because it tells us that the tearing apart of the perfect fellowship between God and Jesus is far, far, far more unbearable than his own physical suffering.
这也就告诉我们，其实耶稣所经历的这种与神的这种完美和谐的关系被割裂的这种痛苦，远远的大过了他的肉身所承担的痛苦。
And we don't know how much time has passed, but he says, "I'm thirsty."
我们也不知道又过了多长时间，他说我渴了。
And this apostle John tells us is the fulfillment of scriptures.
使徒约翰就告诉我们，这是为了应验那个预言。
If we listen to Psalm 69,
如果大家听诗篇第69篇
，starting from verse 19,
从十九节开始。
Here it says, "You know how I am scorned, disgraced, and shamed. All my enemies are before you."
你知道我受的辱骂、欺凌、羞辱，我的敌人都在你面前。
Scorn has broken my heart and has left me helpless. I looked for sympathy, but there was none for comforters, but I found none.
辱骂伤破了我的心，我又满了忧愁。我指望有人体恤，却没有一个。我指望有人安慰，却找不着一个。
They put gall in my food and gave me vinegar for my thirst.
他们拿苦胆给我当食物，我渴了，他们拿醋给我喝。
It tells us that Jesus continues to look to God to be his help.
这就告诉我们，耶稣一直是仰望神来寻求帮助。
Just as the psalmist in his distress looked to God.
正如在诗篇中所记载的，在他的这种痛苦中，他来寻求神。
Jesus proclaims out of his faith that only God can be his rescue.
耶稣就是也宣称了，唯有神是他的拯救。
Even right now, when he says, "God, you are absent and silent in my life."
即使这个时刻，耶稣体会到了神这个时候是离开了他，神是沉默的。
His physical and spiritual pain do not become excuses to forsake his faith in God.
他的身体的和灵里的痛苦并没有让他作为借口来离弃神。
Rather, all the more he is to seek God in the depth of his torment and aloneness.
而相反的是，在这样的痛苦中，耶稣更加恳切地来寻求神。
And at the same time,
同时
Jesus continues to bring God's word to bear in his life.
耶稣继续用神的话语来过他的生活。
He calls out his thirst.
他说了，他渴了。
And his foes, the soldiers, gave him vinegar to drink.
然后他的敌人，也就是那些罗马的士兵，给了他醋。
John tells us this is a fulfillment of Scripture.
约翰告诉我们，这是经文的一个应验。
To tell us that God's word does come alive.
也就告诉我们，神的话语真的是活出来了。
And here Jesus is saying, "I am that Son of God that has been promised to David to be king."
在这里，耶稣就说，我就是那个所许诺的大卫的子孙，我要来做王。
I am that Son of David who will be scorned, disgraced, and shamed by my foes.
我就是那个大卫的子孙，子孙，我被他们辱骂、凌辱和欺凌和羞辱。
That my comfort and my thirst will be vinegar.
而我在渴的时候，他们只是给我醋。
That I am that son of David who for now will be a suffering, dying king.
我就是那个大卫的子孙，现在我是一个受苦的、将要死的人。
So as to be that glorious, triumphant king.
但是我将要成就的是一个荣耀的，是一个胜利的王。
The king who will establish and uphold David's throne and kingdom forever with justice and righteousness.
是那个将要以公平公义使国坚定稳固的那样的王。
That God's promise in 2 Samuel chapter 7 to David.
在撒母耳记下，那个撒母耳对大卫说。
上帝应允
大卫
sorry. And also Isaiah chapter 9.
也是在以赛亚书第九章里边。
That is fulfilled.
所有的这些预言都应验了。
And so verse 28, we are told that later, knowing that everything has now been finished.
所以在第二十八节就说，耶稣看到所有的都实现了。
That Jesus has presented his final act of obedience in this salvation plan.
所以在那里呢，耶稣就显示了在这个救恩计划中的最后一步，他仍然是顺服的。
And the word finished.
成了这个词。
It translates the Greek word that says everything that needs to be done is done.
它是从希腊文翻译过来，就是说需要做的事都已经做了。
And it's also done in the time assigned for completion.
而且他也是在一个所设预定的时间里边所完成了。
So when Jesus says finished,
所以当耶稣说成了，
it means that the goal has been accomplished.
也就说明那个目标已经实现了。
He's also arrived at the end of his mission.
他也走到了他的使命的那个最后的那个点。
Because at this point salvation is in hand.
因为在这一刻救恩实现了。
From there on, what comes is life.
从那一点开始，将要来的全部是生命。
That he has come to this point such that beyond, we are talking about life in God or life in hell.
他也就是展示了，一直到这一点之前，他说展示了两个结局，一个就是属于神的生命，还有一个就是在地狱中的生命。
And so once again, we see how solidly Jesus knows Scripture.
我们也再一次看到了耶稣是深深的扎根在圣经中。
And how he anchors his security in scripture.
他的安全感也是完全的扎根在圣经里边。
Meaning that scripture is where his consciousness and confidence reside, even when suffering.
也就是说，即使是在痛苦中，他的自我的认知，他的信心都是集中在这个经文里。
And let us not forget that this shame and pain has never before experienced by anyone and will never ever be experienced by anyone again.
我们也要记得就是耶稣所经历的那些痛苦在他之前以及在他之后都没有人会经历了。
Because the pain is not about the crucifixion and the bleeding and the crown of thorns.
因为这个痛不光光是一种被钉在十字架上他的流血以及那个荆棘冠冕。
The pain and the shame is with the yanking apart.Of the perfect fellowship with God.
这个痛苦还在于已被从神与神的那种完美的那种和谐的关系中被撕裂开。
And so Jesus tells his disciples.
所以耶稣对他的门徒说。
The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority.
就是我所说的话不是靠我自己。
Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work.
而是在我里边的父所说的所做的。
And let us read this together.
让我们来一起读这节经文。
I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. This is Jesus praying to God.
这是耶稣向神的祷告。
And acknowledging that he came with a mission.
也就承认了他来到这个地上是有一个使命。
And this mission has accomplished its goal.
这个使命有一个可以成就的一个目标。
And now has reached its end.
而且这个目标现在已经结束了，成全了。
And so he says, it is finished.
所以他说成了。
So what is finished?
那么到底是什么成全了呢？
When Jesus says finished,
当耶稣说成了的时候，
what is finished?
到底是什么成了？
Well, it is in his name.
就像他的名字所显示的。
Jesus is finished.
耶稣被成就了。
Because his mission to deliver his people and save his people from their sins is finished.
因为他成就了他的使命，就是把他的子民从罪中拯救出来。
His mission to free sinful souls in spiritual bondage and poverty is finished.
他也成就了一个使命，就是使得他的子民的这种灵里边的被奴役、被捆绑的这种现象结束了。
His mission to be that perfect Lamb of God for the perfect atonement for sinners, that is finished.
他作为一个神的完美的羔羊，也为他的子民献上了这个完美的赎罪祭。
His mission to bridge the great divide between a holy God and sinful souls is finished.
他也成就了这样的一件事，就是说在圣洁的神和有罪的人之间的这个鸿沟，现在有一个桥梁来连接。
He has come as Emmanuel, God with us.
他是作为以马内利来到我们中间，名字就是说神与人同在。
He has come as the way, the truth, and the life back to God.
他来到这里就是作为我们走通向神的一个道路、真理和生命。
His mission to announce the good news of God's kingdom is finished.
他也完成了一个使命，向人来宣布神的国道了。
His mission to usher into human life the power and life of the heavenly kingdom of God is finished.
他也成就了这样的一个事工，就是说把来自天国的那样的美善、那样的生命注入到我们的生活中。
What is finished?
全部都成就了。
Well, God's promise to crush Satan and sin is fulfilled.
神所承诺的将要击败撒旦和罪，这个预言也成就了。
God's promise to Abraham is fulfilled.
神对亚伯拉罕的预言也成就了。
God's promise to David is fulfilled.
神对大卫的许诺也成就了。
God's promise to redeem and restore his beloved people as prophesied by the prophets is fulfilled.
历代先知所预言的神将要救赎重建他所爱的子民，这个也成就了。
And on the cross, God's revelation of his justice and mercy is fully known through Jesus Christ.
在十字架上借着耶稣基督，神的全然的爱和公义也向我们彰显了。
God's decree to bring salvation to all who believe and damnation to all who do not believe through Jesus is sealed.
神的一个法令在这里就好像就是结束了，就是说他要祝福那些信他的人，以及咒诅那些不信他的人。
In John 3:18, we read,
正如约翰福音三章十八节所写的，
Whoever believes in him is not condemned.But whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
Are we there yet? Is now? Yes, we are.
对那个问题说我们到了吗？答案就是说是的，我们到了。
John writes, with that, Jesus bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
约翰就写到，说了这些之后，耶稣就低下头，把他的灵魂交付给神。
While other self-appointed saviors were defeated by death,
其他那些自我命名的那些救主，他们是被死亡所击败。
Death was defeated by the willing sacrifice of this God-anointed Savior.
而这个神所高立的这个救主，反而是打败了死亡。
Finished.
成了。
It tells us that there is closure and there is also an accomplishment.
这个词就告诉我们有一个结束，有一个完美圆满完成的这个意思。
And it tells us that Jesus' mission is a success.
也就是说耶稣基督的工作现在可以暂停告一段落了。
And a complete success.
而且是一个完美的胜利。
Because sometimes some things can go wrong.Like an air flight, but you still get to the final destination.
就好比说，有的时候会有一些小挫折，比方说一个飞机会有一些波折等等，但是最终你还是到达了目的地。
You know, a delay or something, but you get there.
比方说有一些延误啊等等，但是最终你还是到了。
And you say, "Oh, the flight is successful."
你就说，哦，这个航班非常的成功。
But for Jesus, it means that it's a complete success, meaning from every single little detail, nothing went wrong.
但是对于耶稣来说，他的这个成了是一个圆满的成功，任何一点都没有任何疏漏。
That it was done in perfect obedience and trust of God.
而他这个成就是因着他圆满的对神的信靠顺服。
Under God's perfect guidance.
也是在神的完美的这种指引之下完成的。
And so it tells us that there is a closure.
所以他就告诉我们现在是一个结束。
And this beginning did not start from the manger.
这个开端呢不是从那个马槽开始的。
This beginning started in the Garden of Eden.
是从伊甸园就开始了。
In the aftermath of Adam and Eve sinning against God.
是在亚当和夏娃犯罪得罪了神之后。
We could even say that it started in everlasting to everlasting.
我们也可以说他这个救恩是从亘古到永远。
Because the prophet Jeremiah says that God has loved us with an everlasting love.
因为先知耶利米说神是用一个永不止息的爱来爱我们。
But we now see that all through the ages.
但是我们看到经历了这个历世历代。
That if we read the genealogies written in Matthew as well as Luke.
当我们读到马太福音和路加福音中所记载的家谱。
Then we see that, wow, God has taken his people through generation after generation by his faithfulness and by his sovereignty.
我们就看到神靠着他的主权，靠着他的信实，带领他的子民，真是走过了一代又一代漫长的时间。
And here John wants us to see also that this salvation plan was accomplished.
在这里约翰也想让我们看到这个救恩是一个圆满的完成
accomplished by the perfect obedience of Jesus to God
是他是靠着耶稣基督对神的完美的顺服
and completed by that sovereign, faithful, compassionate and patient guidance of God
也是借着神的有主权的信实的怜悯的充满耐心的这样的一个指引
As we sing in the lyrics of the song Power of the Cross.
就如我们在唱这个十字架的能力的这首歌的时候
Finished the victory cry.
成了这是一个胜利的呼喊
We don't know if Jesus said Finished!
我们不知道耶稣是不是很大声地说成了
Or he said Finished.
或者是一个很低的说成了
We're not given the tone or his posture.
我们不太知道他的那个音调或者是他当时的姿态。
But we know that whatever it is, it was a victorious statement.
但是不管怎么样，他永远是一个胜利的一个宣告。
Finished.
成了。
And because Jesus sounded the victory cry,
当耶稣呼喊了这个胜利的宣号
we need not ask, are we there yet anymore?
我们再也不需要问，我们到了吗？
By faith in Jesus,
靠着对耶稣的信心
By faith in his finished work
对他的已经成就了的工作的信心
Our entry into the kingdom blessedness of Emmanuel begins now
我们进入这个永恒的与神同在的天堂的这个现实现在就开始了
Jesus says and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age
就如耶稣所应许的我必将与你们同在直到世界的末了
Oh, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
are we living in light of it is finished?
我们是不是生活在一个知道已经圆满完成了的一个这样的亮光中呢
What happens when you and I consciously live with the acknowledgement that Jesus is Savior Lord?
如果我们知道神耶稣就是主就是我们的救主
What if we live consciously that he has lived that perfect righteousness.
如果我们知道那样的话我们应该怎么样行事为人呢如果我们知道耶稣就是那个完美的信靠顺服的榜样的时候我们又应该怎么样呢
And what if we live consciously saying that all that is enough?
如果我们承认说所有的那一切就已经足够了我们又应当如何过我们的一生呢
There are three implications that I'll put forth when we live in light of finished.
我就想提到三个方面，就是说来指导我们如何活在一个知道一切已经成就了的这样的一个信心中。
One, we will pursue spiritual maturity over material prosperity.
第一呢，就是说我们会比较起来物质上的财富，我们会更愿意追求灵命上的成熟。
Because if we take finish to heart.
因为如果我们真正的把这个一切已经成了放在我们心里。
When Jesus said it is finished.
当耶稣说已经成了。
He makes clear that his primary focus is to reconcile sinners back to the Holy God.
耶稣所表明的就是说他最大的使命就是让罪人可以和与神和好。
That is his mission.
那就是他的使命。
In his name, to deliver his people from their sins.
他的使命就是说把人从罪中拯救出来。
And that in fact includes the sin for us who want to use God for our own benefits.
这个罪呢也包括了我们企图利用神来使我们得好处。
Because when Jesus says it is finished,
因为当耶稣说已经成了的时候，
He died, he came to be crucified so that we can again worship God.
他死了，他被钉十字架了，目的是为了让我们可以继续来敬拜神。
And that we will take our sins more seriously because it is for the forgiveness of sins that Jesus came and was crucified.
我们也会对我们的罪更加的敏感，因为我们认识到正是因为我们的罪使得耶稣基督死在十字架上。
As much as we say, yes, God will prosper because he is a benevolent God.
当我们说神一定会越来越兴旺，因为他是一个
benevolent. Oh yeah, God will prosper us.
哦，神会使我们过一个丰盛的人生。
Because he is a benevolent God, because he's a kind and generous God.
因为他是一个慈爱的，他是一个慷慨的神。
But that's not what he came. What that's not what Jesus came for us. What that's not what Jesus came for.
但是那个并不是耶稣要来的主要耶稣来的主要目的。
He came, yes, for health and wealth, but our spiritual health and wealth.
耶稣来确实是给我们健康，给我们丰盛，但是他更着重的是我们灵里的健康和丰盛。
If you drive a branded car, so be it. If you drive not a branded car, so be it.
如果你在开一辆名车，就开你的名车；如果你开一辆普通的车，就开你的普通车。
But Jesus did not come to call disciples to only drive in the fast lane or in the pricey lane.
耶稣来到这个世界上，让他的教导他的门徒们，并不是为了让他们享受这种物质上的丰富。
And so when we look to Christ when he says finished.
所以当我们仰望耶稣基督，看到他说成了。
May God remind us that we are act in fact to take our sins much more seriously than our pursuit of other matters in life.
愿神帮助我们，让我们认识到我们对于神的追求应该远远的超过对于一些物质享受的追求。
That it will not be for the that God is not here to accomplish our GPA or our career.
耶稣神来到这个世上不是为了让我们提高我们的成绩或者是我们的简历。
But that in his grace,
而是因着他的恩典，
our GPA or our resume can bring him glory.
我们的成绩或者我们的简历可以归荣耀给神。
That our GPA or our resume will be the channel by which we learn to see, wow, God, you're good, I worship you.
我们的成绩或者是我们的简历是一个通道，借着这个渠道我们认识到神是这样的良善，是这样的供应。
And if you're thinking, okay, so GPA 5.0, 6.0, I worship God, then maybe then you've not quite understood what it means to worship God through your GPA.
如果你说哦，如果我拿到一个非常好的 GPA， 比方说 5.0、6.0， 那么我才去敬拜神的话，那么你就还没有真正的理解这个什么叫做通过你的 GPA 去荣耀神的这个含义。
I'm not here to curse anyone's, you know, career in school or out there in work.
我在这里不是说好像说一些不太吉利的话来诅咒你的 GPA 或者是你的简历。
But when we say we worship God through, let's say, our GPA or our resume.
而是说我们借着我们的成就来荣耀神。
It may very well be that we're worshiping God through our, Lord forbid, 2.0, 1.0 GPA.
而是说我们即使有一个很不怎么样的成绩，我们仍然可以。
And you say, how?
仍然可以荣耀神，那么怎么样荣耀神呢？
Well, first, repent of our dependence on GPA to define who we are.
首先就是说我们不是靠着这些成绩成就来决定我们是什么样的人。
And to say, wow, God, If I know your righteousness is enough for me, this is fine, and I know you'll guide.
而是说，我们相信神，我们就接受神所给我们的，这是可以的。
And so we will take our sins more seriously so that we can worship God more deeply.
靠着神我们可以更多的来对罪敏感，我们也就更好的来信靠神。
The good news is not good news to people who are not sinners.
如果我们不承认自己是罪人的话，那么福音这个好消息也就不成为好消息。
The good news becomes an option rather than the only way if we think,I just need someone's help to help me in certain areas of my life.
如果我们对于神的态度仅仅是说，在我生活的某一方面，我需要神来帮帮忙，那么我们就没有真正的把神摆对位置。
But when we recognize that, no, I'm a sinner, and I absolutely, first and foremost, need God to save me from my sins.
而是我们必须认识到我们是罪人，我们唯一的拯救，唯一的指望就是靠着神。
Jesus coming to die on the cross.And give us his perfect righteousness. Wow, that is good news.
耶稣作为神，他来到世上为我们死，为我们成就这个完美的救恩。我们认识到这一点是真是了不起，这是我们唯一的盼望和拯救。
This theologian said,
这有一个就是每日灵粮那一类的那种灵修的一个、一个。
Yeah, a theologian, 神学家。Forgiveness is God's greatest gift because it meets our greatest need.
就是说，饶恕我们是神所给我们最大的礼物，因为它满足了我们最深的需求。
The more we recognize that we are separated from God and we will not be with God apart from Jesus, we will say, Thank you, Jesus.
就是当我们认识到不是借着耶稣基督，我们就没法到神那里去。只有当你认识到这一点，你才会发自内心的非常真挚的说：“谢谢你，耶稣。”
And when we come to Jesus, who said, "Finished."
当我们来到基督耶稣这里，当基督说成了
，We will also take our pursuit of God's holiness more seriously.
我们也会更加认真的来追求神的这种圣洁。
Because it is for our deliverance into the light, out of darkness, that Jesus came and was crucified.
因为耶稣来并且上十字架，正是为了把我们从黑暗中拯救出去，让我们到光明里。
When Jesus spoke to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."
耶稣又对众人说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。”
So it's not only for us to take seriously our sins.
所以不仅仅是我们要很严肃地对待我们的罪
But there is another destination and that is to walk in the light.
还有一个目的就是说要让我们在光中行走
And to walk in the light is to say I will first seek God's kingdom and his righteousness.
而在光中行走的含义就是说我们首先要寻求神要寻求他的这种公义
That I will not pursue a worldly life the way that non-believers will.
我们不再追求一个非信徒所追求的生活方式
That our priority now becomes on the condition of our souls.
我们最大的优先次序就是说我们的灵里的光景如何
That we say, Lord, I need you to make me alive because I am dead in my transgressions.
因为我们就会向神呼喊说神啊拯救我们因为我们在我们的过犯罪恶中是死了
And at the same time we say, I need you to give me sight for your truth because I am blind in my flesh.
我们也向神呼求说给我们能力来看见因为我们的肉体我们是瞎的心眼的
And we have a high view of life
我们对生命有一个更高的一种整体的观
And that high view of life is to be right with God
而这种整体的生命的把握就是说我们要和神的关系是对的
So the first implication of it is finished is that we will pursue spiritual maturity over material prosperity
所以这种成了的第一个层面就是说我们要追求灵里的成熟而不是物质上的丰盛
Which leads us into the second implication
然后就把我们带到第二个层面
And that is we will take on God's definitions on all matters of life as our definitions
也就是说神对一切的事物的定义也要成为我们的定义
Including material prosperity
包括一些物质上的富足。
Because it's easy for us to say, all right, then I'm not going to touch material prosperity, I'm just going to look at my sin and pursue God.
因为有一个极端就是说我根本不再考虑物质的东西，而是说紧紧的去关注我的罪。
Except if we did that, we did not take God's definitions on all matters of life as our definition.
如果我们那样做的话，我们就是没有把神对一切的这种要求定义作为我们的。
Because God has good things to say about the material world.
因为神也说了一些关于这些物质世界有一些很多好的东西。
He created it.
是他来创造了宇宙万物。
He said it was very good.
他说一切都是好的。
He sought to redeem it such that there will be a new heaven and new earth.
他还要拯救这一切，让以至于有一个新天新地。
And to project us into Easter, he is resurrected in a body.
准备我们要过马上的复活节，就是说他将要复活，给我们一个新的身体。
It is material.
这些都是物质的。
He's not saying, oh, material bad, spiritual good, right? So the two are competitors. Not quite.
神并不是说啊，物质的都是坏的，灵命的才是好的。
But we understand that there is a priority that comes forth.
但是我们必须知道这两者有一个优先次序的不同。
And that is the condition of our souls allow us to properly march through this material world with worship of God.
而是说我们借着敬拜神，我们的灵里的成熟可以帮助我们更好的去管理这个物质的世界。
And so when Jesus said it is finished,
所以当耶稣说成了的时候，
He essentially states that God's way is the final say.
他是在说明神的方式是最终的。
Romans 12:2 tells us,
罗马书十二章二节告诉我们，
Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
The renewing of our mind will be taking on the will of God.
我们的心意的更新变化是因着我们借用了神的善良的纯全可喜悦的旨意。
His way is the final say.
他的方式是最好的最终的。
And so all roads may lead to Rome.
虽然所有的道路都可能会通往罗马。
But only one way leads to God and His forgiveness.
但只有一条路可以通向神，通向他的饶恕。
The man Jesus was crucified on the Roman cross.
就是这个在罗马的十字架上为我们受死的耶稣。
And so to believe in Jesus is to say I trust in Jesus as my Lord Savior.
所以说信耶稣就是说我相信他是我的救主。
That he has lived a life that I should have lived.
他过了一个我们应该效法的一生。
And he died the death that I have ought to die.
他的死也是我们应当所模仿的。就是为别人死这个方式也是我们应该来学习的。
我们本应该死的死亡。
OK。
Yeah, 他替我们死。
我们本应该经历的死亡是他替我们承受了。
And to commit to and obey Jesus without condition.
我们应该委身来毫没有任何条件的来顺从耶稣。
It's not to say if you heal me, I will follow you.
并不是说你治了我医治了我我就来跟你。
If you bless me, I'll follow you.
或者说你祝福我我就跟随你。
Because the danger is always, what if I get sick again? I'm not going to follow you.
因为这个潜在的危险就是说如果我又生病的话我是不是就要不跟随神呢？
That Jesus has called us to follow him.
耶稣是呼召我们来跟随他。
And we see that on the cross when Jesus says finished, he has scripture in mind.
当我们看到耶稣在十字架上说成了的时候，他的头脑中其实是有这样一幅画面。
That even on the cross, he's living out scripture.
即使是在十字架上，他仍然是把经文都活出来。
That we see that God's way is written in scripture.
我们看到神的方式都记载在经文里。
Revealed by the Son.
通过他的爱子来揭示出来。
And for us now, it's illumined by the Spirit.
而对于我们来说是靠着圣灵来光照我们。
And God's way is the final say.
神的方式是那个最好的最终的。
It's no longer, sorry parents, but it's no longer my dad said, my mom said.
所以很抱歉父母们，不是说我的爸爸说什么，我的妈妈说什么。
It's not quite culture said or I said.
也不是说这个文化说什么，我说什么。
It's not even quite, oh, because Pethem said, or David Platt said.
甚至也不是说、哦、三明牧师这样说。
We can only quote them if they are in alignment with God's way.
只有当他们的教导与神的教导是一致的时候，我们才会用这些。
The way that Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ, there is a final reference.
正如保罗说的，你们要效法我，因为是我效法的基督，有一个最终的效法的对象。
And so sometimes in Bible study, we would say, oh, because so-and-so said, when in fact that was said by Paul or John.
就好像我们在圣经学习中有的时候会说、啊、某个人说了这样的话，而最终是因为他们这些话是因着 是耶稣说的或者是保罗说的。
It's wonderful that so-and-so is able to stick to scripture.
很好，就是说 有的人可以来引用经文里的话。
But let us also remember and say, wow, this is God who gave it to us first and foremost.
但是我们要最终要记得，这是神借着他的仆人们来向我们传讲的。
And so we have to ask, what is the vision that we have for our dignity and worth?
所以我们必须要记住，就是我们的尊严，我们的价值来自哪里。
Is that defined by the image giver?
这个难道不应该是那个靠借着他的形象造人的那个造物主来决定吗？
Is our love and romance defined by the lover of our souls?
我们的爱，我们的爱情难道不应该是这个充满爱的神来决定的吗？
Is our marriage and sexuality defined by the union maker?
我们的婚姻，我们的夫妻生活是不是靠着那个让亚当夏娃结合的那个神来决定的？
Is our savings account governed by divine stewardship?
我们的银行账户是不是应该有一个属天的管家这样的心态来管理？
Are the host of our lifestyle choices governed by divine modesty?
而我们整个的这个行事为人是不是应该有一个属天的这种谦卑这样的心态来掌管？
Do we rejoice when we hear, oh, it sounds like God is calling my child into full-time ministry?
当神呼召我的孩子做全时间传道人的时候，我的心是不是非常欢乐？
Because growing up in the church, I hear this often. Oh, you're going to be a pastor. That's wonderful.
我从小在教会长大，所以经常听到说，哦，你将要成为一个牧师，太好了。
And the follow-up is, if my son is going to be a pastor, I'm going to feel so sad.
但是又有很多人的反应是说，哦，我的孩子要成为一个牧师了，我挺难过的。
Or that I'm hoping that would not be God's calling in a way. True stories.
而且我希望神没有真正的呼召他，这是一个真实的故事。
Oh, we pray that, oh, there are so many who need to know the Lord. Lord, send your missionaries, but not from my family.
我们希望不是说、哦、有很多人需要福音、神啊派下仆人去帮助他们，但是不要是从我的家出来这样的人。
How beautiful are those who bring good news? Here, my child cannot be a missionary. Now,
一方面我们说、啊、那些传福音的人他的脚踪是何等佳美，另一方面 我们又说哎呀，我的孩子不行啊，他做不了这个。
When we listen to Jesus when he says finished, he is enough for all aspects of our lives.
当耶稣在十字架上说成了的时候，他就对于我们生命的各方面的满足都足够了。
And it will hit us on some cultural levels.
在文化的层面可能在有些地方会对我们是一个冲击。
Because in some way we would say, if you found a job at McDonald's, go for it, but do it all for the best and for the glory of God.
好像我们有的时候会说、啊、你找到一个麦当劳的工作好去做吧，为神的荣耀去做。
And this is because we have the stereotype of saying, well, within the Chinese culture, we have particular professions that we say is a good job.
因为在我们中国人的文化里边有某些特定的职业才是好的。
And when God called me out of, well, through a layoff, right, and brought me out of architecture.
因着失去工作，神把我从建筑行业拉出来。
I have numerous family members and friends who came up to me and said, what a pity.
有很多很多的朋友都对我说，哎呀，好可惜哦。
What a pity that you're going to, what a waste of your eight, nine years in architecture, what a pity.
很多朋友都说，经过了八年的建筑学专业的训练，你现在去做传道人，好可惜哦。
But for us Christians, we move into life and say, We have a high view of God, and the high view of God is God's calling.
而我们作为基督徒，我们是一个不同的角度来看这个事，我们会看到神的那个呼召是最大的、最有价值的。
How beautiful it is if to glorify God, we even pick up the trash on the ground and say, because this is God's home.
服侍神是多么美好的，即使是把一个垃圾桶拉起来整好，这也都是为神的家而做的，都是美好的服侍。
It's an apology to Sister Yingbiao because a lot of this is now off script. I trust in her translation ability, that's why I do it.
她经常脱稿，所以说一些我没读的。
I'm sorry, alright, let me then stick more. Alright, so that our rejoicing, okay, rejoicing brings us into our third implication.
非常喜乐的，我们到了我们第三个层面的这种应用。
That we will live life in joy and with joy.
我们将会在喜乐中靠用喜乐来度过我们的一生。
And our joy simply says because he has won the salvation and all we need now is to receive and enjoy it.
而这个原因就是说神已经成耶稣已经成就了一切，我们所需要做的仅仅就是接受，然后来与他一起欢喜快乐。
That Jesus has already said, come to me all who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest.
耶稣已经说过，凡劳苦担重担的就到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me.
到我这里来。
And what we are to bring are our worries and burdens.
我们把我们所有的忧虑，我们的重担都交给他。
And sometimes it actually is the GPA and the resume that is our worries and that we too need to bring to him to be committed into his hands. Sorry, this off script again.
有很多时候我们的成绩啊，我们的简历啊等等，也是我们的一个担忧。我们也要把这些交到神的手里，求他来帮助。
So consider this.
所以考虑这样的事。
You are tasked to host dignitaries at your home over dinner.
你的任务是要在你的家里开一个晚餐。
招待高管。
招待高管 ，OK。
Except that you are generous and hospitable.
但是你是很慷慨的，你也是很好客的。
But you do not know how to cook.
但是你不知道该怎么做饭。
And there's no artistic blood flowing through your veins.
你的血管里就没有流这个做饭的血。
艺术的血。
艺术的。
And what is more?
更重要的是
To properly host these dignitaries is imperative to continuing good diplomatic ties between your country and the countries of dignitaries.
而且 dignitaries 是什么？
高官。
高官。
对 ，dignitaries 高官。
就是很重要的，除了要招待他们，你还要保持一个你的文化和他的这种文化之间一个非常和谐的、非常通畅的对话。
And so, okay, there's a lot of responsibility.
所以你身上有很多的担子。
How will you feel if a 3 Michelin star chef and a world-class designer shows up with their team?
那么你当一个米其林三星级的厨师来到你的家，还有一个非常棒的一个装饰的团队到了你的家来给你帮助，你会感觉怎么样？
No worries, we'll take over your kitchen, we'll prepare the food for you.
所以不用担心，我们会占据你的厨房，为你准备最好的饭菜。
No worries, we have all the top-notch furniture and decor to set up the dinner table.
而且也不用担心，我们有最好的这些装饰，把你的餐桌弄得漂漂亮亮。
I don't know about you.
我不知道你会怎么样。
I would be stunned.
我会非常惊讶。
And I would say, thank God.This is a wonderful news.
我会说，哎呦，感谢神，这是一个太好的消息。
I'll be greatly relieved and overjoyed.
我会非常非常的不再忧虑，而且是非常的开心。
And I would feel silly if I say, oh, this very beautiful, very tasty. What about a little more salt?
我不会说是，哎呀，这个看起来很棒，也很好吃，但是是不是要再多加点盐呢？
We don't have to add any more. Everything will be done perfectly well, and that is what life now is.
我们不需要再加任何东西了，已经是非常的完美了。这就是应该是我们的生活。
And so the joy is not because life goes smoothly.
所以这个喜乐不是在于说你的生命非常的平顺，
but that there is salvation，
而是因着救恩，
and that our eternity is now secured in the hands of God。
我们在永恒里的归宿是在神的手中非常安定的。
And when Jesus says it is finished，
当耶稣说成了的时候，
He is inviting us to take a seat at His table of blessing。
耶稣就是邀请我们到加入他的桌上，然后呢，我们已经有了固定的，有了座位。
And He's inviting us to feast on the fullness of life that is so eager to give us。
而且呢，他是这样急切的把一个丰盛的生命的宴席给我们，让我们来可以享受。
Just make sure we bring the appetite for His goodness。
只是要保证你对他的良善，你有这样一个饥渴的胃口。
And so, if we are to treat our sins seriously, we'll ask God for His mercy, because oftentimes we actually don't quite care for His goodness.
所以说，我们要严肃的对待我们的罪，然后求神来帮助我们，因为很多时候我们对神的良善，我们不是那么急切的追求。
And so we ask God to say, "Help me see and taste that You are good."
所以我们对神呼求说，求你让我们能够看见。
Because sometimes we are like Snoopy.
因为有的时候我们就像这个 Snoopy 这个小狗一样。
So we're writing a love letter saying, "Oh, how much I love you." The moment he hears food, he's like, "Oh, I'm done with the love letter."
就好像他在写一封情书啊，写了很多很甜的话，我想你啊，我爱你啊，等等。但是当他听到说哦有东西吃了，他马上就把这个情书扔到一边去吃了。
And so we ask the Lord, on the one hand, appreciate the supper.
一方面我们感谢神给我们提供这样的晚餐。
But to say that the grand supper time is that sweetheart to say, "Oh, I actually think of you night and day."
但是这个就是他这个就像这个情书说的，我昼夜都思想你。
And that is the feast of life.
这个其实是生命的真正的盛宴。
So God forever delights in us because He forever delights in Jesus.
神悦纳耶稣基督，也因此他会永远的悦纳我们。
There is no threat of Him never loving us.
从来没有说是个威胁，就是说他不再爱我们。
When we put our trust in Jesus, we know that God loves us because God loves Jesus.
当我们信靠耶稣基督的时候，我们就会坚信神爱我们，因为神爱耶稣。
And so let us read this together.
让我们来一起读这节经文。
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. On the cross, the crucified Christ completed God's plan and work of salvation for sinners.
在十字架上被钉的耶稣基督完成了神拯救人的计划和工作。
And because Jesus said it is finished,
因为耶稣说成了。
Let us then encourage one another to live life in light of it is finished.
让我们也彼此激励，我们活出一个知道一切已经成就了的这样的一个样式。
Let us together like Apostle Paul proclaim this.
我们一起来读这个保罗所宣称的这个。
I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. To God be the glory. And let us now spend some time in quiet meditation as we prepare to receive God's Holy Communion.
让我们在领受圣餐之前，先花一段时间来静默，来。